That's what we understood our calling to be. And then the conference started training us for all this, and we thought, hey, that's God's confirmation that we're understanding that correctly, right? And so we say, yes, we will go out and we will do this. Man, is that scary. We didn't even have a house to live in. We didn't have a place to worship. We didn't have anybody to worship with. Matter of fact, there's a couple worship services where it was the Dirks Five before we launched that church. Right? There is great fear. Great fear. And at that point in my life, I didn't know, honestly, yet, if I was doing the right thing or not. We'd kind of taken that first step out of the boat, right? And you get out there, and the wind and the waves start beating against you. You get turned down a few times. People say, oh, I'll be there for you, Eric, and then they never show up. Right? The wind and the waves start howling, and you start paying attention to the rejections more than you do the fact that Jesus called you to be out there. Well, it was quite a success. We built up to about 90 in worship, from 5 to 90 in 2 years. We thought, hey, that's pretty awesome, right? Well, but the thing is, in the church's standards, that's not big enough. And so after 3 years of being out there, the funding was cut. Now, Jamie and I never felt like it was a failure, although the world seemed to tell us that it was a failure, right? You see, whenever you're a water walker, and that's the closest I've been, that's the best example I know of to this idea of being a water walker. When you're a water walker, you expect problems. Now I understand that. When you're a water walker, you accept the fact that fear is the price of growth. When you're a water walker, you understand that a decision to grow always involves a choice between risk and comfort. Risk and comfort. Risk and comfort. Do you think I was comfortable last week as a pastor? Never before in my pastoral life had I ever had so many people coming together to make sure worship services happened. Do you think I got much sleep last week? The staff know that I didn't. They just kept patting me on the back saying, Eric, it's going to be just fine. Right? Yeah. A decision to grow always involves a choice between risk and comfort. Next, water walkers master failure management. Water walkers master failure management. So did Peter fail? Did Peter fail? Let me tell you another end of the story, Stephen, all right? I don't think Peter failed. You know who I think the 11 greater failures were? The ones that didn't get out of the boat. They found a comfortable place in that boat, didn't they? Where they felt safe from the wind and the waves. And they didn't want to move. But Peter, yeah, sometimes he made a fool out of himself, right? We've read about it in Scripture. But Peter said, Lord, if it is You, ask Me to come to You. Command Me to come to You. And Peter actually stepped out of the boat. And then he's out there walking on water and he's going, oh dear Jesus, what am I doing here? Now, you have to understand now, my understanding of Hebrew, the culture, is they thought demons and bad things were underneath water. They understood water as being this, it was an unknown. And so what happens when something's an unknown? You're afraid of it, right? Boy, you make up all kinds of reasons why we shouldn't go to that church, don't you? Right? Whatever it is. When it's an unknown, boy, we humans, we use our imagination just to conjure up all sorts of nasty stuff about what's down there, right? And all they knew was, typically, when you're out in the middle of the lake, and the wind's blowing, and the rain's pouring, and the waves are huge, and you fall out of the boat, you don't see your friend anymore. You're gone. That's all they knew.